This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Okay,
hi, Jennifer. I'm Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida.
Oh, my goodness. What a great start. I'm Jamie Jennings coming at you from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. And it is, let's see, I'm trying to pull it up right now. I don't even know what episode number this is.
Jen, it's 1140. I have that. Oh. It's 1140.
1140, and it's brought to you today by?
Kentucky Performance Products.
All right. I should know that it's Friday. Sorry, my computer just quit. Here you go. Here's the opener. Play it.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
That bright at 5 o'clock crystal morn. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice in my truck, I head into town, get it on and go to.
Well, hello everybody, a great organized start to your Friday morning show. Sorry, I'm broadcasting live from my garage. very very glamorous location that I'm in right now. And then Glenn is sick, so Jennifer was kind enough to fill in for him. Last second, he just decided he was such a big little baby that he was too sick to... Yeah, he's sick. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for filling in. I'm in my car because I have a surplus of family members visiting right now. Everybody wants to come to Phoenix this time of year. Nobody wants to come in the summer and hang out, but we get a huge amount of people that want to come this time of year. So I've got, there's two sleeping children in my office. So rather than wake the tame the beast, I just decided to broadcast live out in my car, in my garage.
There's a bright side here. You will not have Frank, and you will not have the puppy tearing apart your computer cords, vomiting on the floor. None of that will happen today.
Oh, my gosh, you're totally right. Way to look on the bright side, Jennifer. I love it. Very nice.
It's going to be a peaceful broadcast today.
It is. It is. And if I can get my little tablet here working, then everything would be great. Yeah, I'm on the phone. And I don't even have my computer, so I'm sitting here with a little tiny iPad, and I'm trying to get everything done. I'm a disaster.
So you're trying to hold the phone to your ear and swipe around your iPad at the same time?
Yes, I know. It's terrible. I should be way more organized than this. But why don't you tell everybody what's coming up on the show today?
All right. On today's peaceful but chaotic broadcast, we're going to start out with a little chat with Erin Gilmore, who is with Horse and Style Magazine, and she is attending the first ever horse show on Miami Beach, and I mean on the beach. So she's going to be stopping by to talk about the Longines Global Champions Tour happening right now. And then next up, Randy Frick from Dixie Star Trailers is going to stop by to tell us about a horse trailer that has living quarters, and it's not like any other living quarters horse trailers I have ever seen. So this is really unique, and he's even exporting them to Europe. They're so popular. And then to round things out, we've got the EquityMFG.com really bad ads. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, so it's gonna be a good one. And that Miami Beach Horse Show is just insane. So it's gonna be super exciting to talk to her about it.
I want to know if
these jumper people are, like, taking their horses into the surf. Because that's what I would do. But are they, like, riding into the water? I mean, that's what I want to know.
Anyway, I want to know how many forms they had to fill out with the EPA to get permission to do this.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's Miami, for God's sake. So,
yeah,
it'll be good.
Yeah. Well, it's time for this. My daily Winnie goes out to, let me bring it up on my show notes because I've got too many screens open. My daily Winnie goes out to emergency personnel all over the world because I did the March horse rescued headlines for the month. And every so often I go through all the different headlines around the world of horses being rescued from stupid places that they get stuck. And here is a rundown of the horses have been rescued headlines. We've got horse rescue on Clam Beach. Horse was rescued from a muddy creek bed after over 2-hour effort by multiple agencies. And that one, and these are all in Europe with the exception, I think, one. Next one up, horse stuck in mud. A 16-year-old Mustang named Snoop got stuck in the mud after he spooked while his rider was cruising down the side of the road near a creek. Next up, the eastbound Montana Expressway was reopened after police removed a horse that was stuck in a drain. And not to be outdone, the Shropshire firefighters had to step it up to rescue a horse that was stuck in a trench. And the Shropshire firefighters were very busy because they had to come to the rescue of a horse that got stuck in a trench in a field. And they thought outside the box, and they set up, they used hay bales to create a set of stairs that the pony could walk out on. And Shropshire is a hotbed of animals being stuck because at the same time, down the street, there were two cows stuck in a canal. And the farmers got those two out. And finishing things out, crazy. Shropshire, dangerous place for hooved animals. And then crews were called out in Wineswald after they had a report of a horse being stuck in a dike. And then in Haltwhistle, firefighters spent 4 hours getting a horse that was stuck in an embankment out, and he got stuck in the stream. So there you go. It's a dangerous place for horses.
They were busy.
Yeah, there's a reason that horses evolved on the plains. They did not evolve in the swamplands in the mud. They had no clue.
Or if they did, we didn't hear about it because they disappeared.
They all died.
Yeah.
They got stuck and died. So it's your turn.
This is actually really cool. And the Kentucky Horse Park is behind this. They are going to do a statue of Cigar, and they're going to put it right outside the Hall of Champions at the Kentucky Horse Park. And they just named the sculptor. His name is Dewey Blumberg. And I guess he's from Kentucky, so they selected him because he's from Kentucky. He's a former professional horse trainer. And the bronze sculpture, it's going to be big. It's going to be a depiction of Cigar winning the 1995 Breeders' Cup. And he's going to be being ridden by Jerry Bailey. So he's going to make a Cigar with Jerry Bailey riding him. And I hope he doesn't have anything else to do because they want it by October. They're going to actually have it there. Yeah. They're like, we need this thing by the time the Breeders' Cup is actually going to, because the Breeders' Cup is in Lexington this year at Keeneland. So he is now pretty much is probably the only thing he's doing. I can't imagine that making a giant bronze sculpture of a horse and jockey is something that takes, a couple days. Like, I'm sure it takes forever to do something. So
that sounds like a long-term project.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm reading it, and it's just like, oh, yeah. And by the way, we need it, like, yesterday. So I'm sure you can't really rush that. Yeah, so it says his quote is, "The horse park has been a special place for me ever since the days when I was a professional horse trainer, and I'm thrilled this will be my first large work here. Being selected to create the Cigar Memorial is a wonderfully exciting honor because he was so unique. My goal with this piece is to capture and communicate something of its incomparable power and dynamism." If that's a word, I don't even know. So anyway, dynamism.
Wow.
I don't.
Yeah.
That's an artist word right there. That's something only artists say.
Right. You're absolutely
but
right.
It'll be very cool. I mean, what a great horse. And Glenn and I got to get our picture taken with him when we were there, and it was such a cool thing to be able to. Be able to be in the picture with him. It's like when you see a super famous racehorse, it's like you're near a celebrity. I get all stupid. Like, I'm like, oh my God, it's Cigar. It's Cigar. It's like the horse. I mean, he's amazing, but it's, you know, I don't know. I treat them like I just saw Brad Pitt. I don't know why.
Do you get all speechless and tongue-tied?
Yes, and you guys know I have a really bad record with being tongue-tied around celebrities. So
You do. You have a problem with celebrityism.
With dynamism? I do. They're so dynamisms. But anyway,
that sounds like the kind of a word, you know, the news anchor bloopers that would be on the news anchor's prompter, and he would say it wrong and cause a blooper that's going to be on all the Late Late shows.
Yeah, let me quit saying it because I don't want to be in a blooper. Hey, so just to let you guys know and keep you up to date, Secretariat's jockey Ron Turcotte could be released from the hospital very soon. If you guys remember, he actually was in a car accident, which he's already paraplegic, and he was in a car accident where he broke both his legs in a one car crash about 4 weeks ago, and they said that his recuperation is going well. He had to have a couple surgeries regarding this. He is 73 years old. Still is sporting the blue and white leg cast because he asked for a blue one and a white one because of the Secretariat's colors. Oh, that was pretty cool. So he should be out of the hospital soon. They say recuperation is going well. He's going to begin physical therapy. He's upbeat and spirited, and apparently Ron would like to thank everybody for the support from his friends and fans.
Isn't that interesting? He's got lots of experience in the rehab department. When you're a jockey,
I'm sure this is nothing new. And then my final little horse racing news story, if you guys want to call our guest, California Chrome has made his way to England. There is so much drama. People love to tell people on the internet when they're doing something wrong. Of course, as you know, you can comment on things and there's like no repercussion. Well, apparently, you know, California Chrome fans are pretty upset that he's in Newmarket. But he arrived safely, settling in the yard of the trainer Ray Guest is going to be his trainer in England. So his trainer here, Art Sherman, is not going to be hanging out with him in England. They're going to go see him in a month. Apparently, he scheduled a trip to go see him in 1 month. Art Sherman has been pretty vocal about not thinking it's a very good idea for him to be. He's going to run in the Royal Ascot. Now, if you recall, they run backwards in England. They run the other way. It's not backwards to them. We're backwards to them. But they run the other way. I rode racehorses. And when you get on your horse to go out to the track, you trot around to that direction, the wrong direction, and then you turn around and you gallop the way you're supposed to gallop. There's no training backwards. I always thought that they should train in both directions and get the horse strong on both sides, but nope, they only train in one direction. So California Chrome has never run to the right. It just doesn't make any sense. But there's a bunch of news articles that there's, like, Perry Martin is the owner of California Chrome. He's actually owns 51%. He's not the one that talks too much. He's the one that never talks.
It's interesting, the guy that has the minority share is the one doing all the talking.
Oh, my God. Well, you probably can't shut him up. I mean, he never talked, but he went on and he released this statement saying that the reason they're sending him to Royal Ascot is because he's got to improve his turf for his bloodlines, and they want to be able to have, you know, they want basically so he becomes a more popular stallion. So they're not even concerned right now. So they're getting a lot of flack for being kind of money hungry. You know, they've already got California Chrome, and now they're trying to, I don't know. you can take whatever
opinion
you would like.
It should have worked like this. He goes to Dubai, comes in second place. We're so proud of our horse. He's fantastic. Even though it was only a second place, we think that this has solidified his versatility as a racehorse. Next, we're going to go to Europe because we feel that this horse has the versatility and the speed that he needs. So we're going to take him to Europe and allow him to settle in and train and show us how well he can run in the European style because he's such a fantastically bred horse. See, he put no spin on it. That's why he's getting the flack. Because, I'm sorry, people take horses to Europe to race partly because they want to run in the race, but mostly because it increases their value. They just know how to put a spin on it. And this poor bugger has no idea how to put a spin on anything.
Jennifer, at what point will they hire us to be in charge of their media?
We need to be their PR firm.
I know. I mean, yeah. Like after the Dubai World Cup, that guy should have just said, wow, we had a great time. We're really happy with, we wish we would have won, but second place is nothing to sneeze at. Thank you guys for being such great hosts. But no, you guys need to come over to America and run. Sorry, I don't know why I'm spending time. See, I'm one of the people that if I didn't have a radio show, I would probably be commenting on the Facebook page. So I'm no better.
You'd be a Facebook hater?
Yeah, I would totally. Thank God I have this venue. I feel like you and I are just having a conversation right now because I'm on the phone. So I don't feel like I'm actually broadcasting right now. So
no.
I'm probably going to get myself a box.
Nobody's listening. Don't worry about it.
I know.
Nobody here.
Thank God. It's like I'm on the phone. I just feel like I'm sitting here having a conversation. Nobody's listening. Sorry. Let's move on. Let's get to our guest.
Well, it looks like our first guest is here and ready to chat live from the beach in Miami. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Well, we apparently have lots of opinions this morning, so I'm glad you're here to stop it. How are you? How's Miami?
Miami, I can't complain. It's about 78 degrees on the beach this morning, and they've already started jumping, so life is good.
Man, so first of all, you are from Horse and Style magazine, Erin Gilmore. We've talked to you before. When you were the different magazine, and thank you so much for being our reporter. I know it's really difficult, these assignments that you get sent on. It's just painful, brutal,
yeah.
This poor thing.
Yeah. I mean, my tan lines are my main concern this week at this horse show, so who knows what's going to happen next week.
Man, your life is hard. Well, paint a picture for us. Now, for those who don't know what the Longines Global Champions Tour is in Miami, paint a picture. Tell everybody.
Well, I've been sent down here by Horse and Style magazine to cover the best parts of this horse show, but really there are no bad parts of this horse show. The Global Champions Tour is a European 15-week circuit, and this is the first time they've brought it to the U.S. So they make a habit of having horse shows in these incredible locations. They have put this horse show on the beach in Miami. When I say on the beach, I mean on the beach. We can walk right into the water from the arena wall, pretty much. There are people lying out on the beach right next to the arena in their bikinis and watching in their bikinis. It's things that we've never seen before. And as a photographer, I've never photographed before in the sport. So it's pretty amazing.
It seems like they put it a little too close to the surf. Like if high tide were to just like a foot higher.
No, it's close, but it's not that close. You know, it's the ocean down here does not have many waves. I mean, people sit there on the edge of the water. I give it about 15 feet from the arena wall to the ocean. But they thought about, the tide. They're paid to think about things like that, so.
I'm sure they did. I'm just looking at the picture, like, the overview, and it's amazingly close. And, I mean,
it is.
So did they truck in a bunch of, are they using the beach sand, did they truck in
a bunch of sand? No, absolutely not. And it's a little misleading if you look at that aerial shot, because it looks like the sand from the beach. But, of course, you wouldn't have the Olympic gold medal winning horse jumping meter 60 on beach sand, right? So they trucked in many, many tons of high-tech footing, and they put that footing on top of a platform, much like they did in 2012 for the London Olympics, which is also a temporary venue. And so the horses are jumping on the footing that they're used to. Part is that it does look like beach sand.
It really does. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, this is a dumb question, but I've always thought about this when people come in and put up an arena. Obviously, there's a lot of money involved. If they want to put the high-tech footing somewhere else, I would like to volunteer my arena. Do they
I'll let them know.
They
do. Yeah, they do. They've got the companies that take it, mix it, take it back, mix it again, and all of that. I mean, it's a business. It's a big business. So I'll let them know if they have any extra they can send it your way.
Yeah, seriously, I really appreciate it. I always thought, I'm like, when you get rid of it, you can dump it
in
my house.
I'm closer to Miami. I'll take some. I'm closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. So who exactly, like, give us the who's who of the global champions.
I mean, it's the best in the sport. It's really incredible. For one, Wellington season just ended, so our American riders are here, BZ Madden, McLean Ward, and that group. But all of these European horses have flown here from Europe just for the week to compete. So we have the number one rider in the world, Scott Brash. We have Steve Gerdat, who is the Olympic gold medal winner from London. So these are the riders that we don't get to see in this country very often, and they're all here for the week. So it's, for a show jumping fan, it really is incredible. And you know what the best part of this week is? The admission to come watch it is free. Anybody can walk in, and there's a seat for them.
Really?
No kidding.
No.
Yeah, that's definitely
it's great.
It's definitely something you don't find very often. I was wondering about how they're policing the people on the beach with their bikinis, hanging them over, you know, hanging their girls over the fence.
You know, there's a lot of things I saw hanging out on the beach yesterday, but this is South Beach, Miami, and it kind of flies around here. So, if you want to see show jumping and also maybe someone topless on the beach, it is happening this week in Miami.
Oh, my gosh. McLean Ward, six rails down, distracted by bikini.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's a possible scenario, I'm not going to lie.
So
it is incredible. I mean, if anywhere in Florida, it's worth the trip to come down and see it.
I'm looking at the aerial shot here, and the arena is right there. Then to the left, it looks like some tents and sponsor tents. And then is that the stabling to the south of that, to the left of that?
The stabling is sort of across the berm next to the W Hotel in a park that is just off of the beach, and that's on the main street, Collins Avenue. So the horses walk across this, I mean, I'm calling it a berm because I'm standing on it right now, but just across the berm onto the beach, which is very, very wide. The VIP tent is all along the side of the ring, and that is incredible. Onto it, that one yesterday, Al McPherson was here watching, so that's fun. She's a famous model. They'll probably get more celebrities this weekend. And also the entire wait staff in the VIP lounge and in the rider's restaurant, it's staffed by male models. And I'm not
kidding. You've got to be kidding.
Just to be
me.
Sure, I asked one of them this morning, I said, are you a male model? And he said, yes, I am. I said, are you all male models? He said, yes, we are. They're just a little bit too beautiful to be real. So that's the kind of environment I'm working with.
Well,
of course,
but it's pretty.
Yeah, exactly. You're never going to get your food, but my God, it's fun to watch them walk around. That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Right now, I'm working on trying to put together, you know, the 10 things that you're only going to see at the Global Champions Tour of Miami Beach for our website later today. So look for that online at horseandstylemag.com. The male models will make an appearance.
Oh, my gosh, you know I'm going to be on your website now. They're like, excuse me, can I take a picture?
It's pretty fantastic. It's a spectacle, but, you know, it's also five-star show jumping. This is the best that show jumping gets. It's the Meter 60 level. Today we have the American Invitational class, and tomorrow a very, very big Grand Prix. It's the sort that we don't see in this country very often. So the level of the sport is, you can't match it. It's pretty amazing.
Now, translate a meter 60 for me.
That's about 5'4", 5'6" fences tall, and sometimes 5 foot wide. So So the biggest chunks in show jumping are being jumped on the beach this weekend in Miami.
You know, I'm going to a jumper show tomorrow, and I'm taking the off-the-track thoroughbred, and we've moved up to 3 foot, and I'm so nervous.
Okay.
And now it doesn't seem that big. Like, I can handle 3 foot.
You know, you can. All this stuff down here is on live stream too. So turn it on globalchampionstour.com. They've got it live streaming. They do great broadcasts. I always motivate myself before I go jump by watching some of these guys, because my 3 foot fences don't look that big either after I watch this.
Exactly. It's like, I could jump that. Now I've seen these guys go. That's hilarious.
Right.
So
no problem.
Are you a jumper? Do you compete in the jumpers? Because what I'm reading is that there is $11 million in prize money at this thing.
There is $11 million in prize money over the season, right? So that's over 15 weeks. I'm an amateur rider, and I ride for fun. And one day, if I win, you know, $100, I'm going to feel pretty accomplished. These guys are riding for, I believe, $450,000 tomorrow. So the stakes are very, very high for them.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Of course, you got to pay to play when you're on the beach in Miami, probably. But
you do at the lower levels. The five-star riders, are invited, and they have most of their expenses paid for. The lower level riders at a meter 10, that's about 3'6", and meter 20, they have to pay the entry to get in.
You know what's sad is that the lower level riders that you're talking about, these poor lower level riders who have to pay for everything, is still bigger than I jump.
Well, for now, perhaps.
Yeah.
Meter 10's not that big of a jump. You're off the track there, but can for sure do that. Just plan it next year, Global Champions Tour 2016. Miami Beach.
I'm
I want to see you here.
Forget eventing. I'm going to the jumper world. Plus, it's, you know, you can actually win money. It's just genius.
Yep. You really can't beat it this weekend.
Yeah. No, definitely not. I'm going to go hang out with male models on the beach in Miami. And my horse. Be back. Now, Erin Gilmore, I got to ask this, because if it was me, this would definitely happen. Is anybody riding their horses into the water?
Yeah, I wanted that to happen too. The security is very tight, and they have their little pass the horses can go on, and that's about it. There is about, you know, a dozen beachgoers at any one time that they would have to ride through to get to the water. The beach is pretty packed with people, so... Unless someone falls off and the horse jumps out of the ring towards the ocean, which could happen. It's not outside the realm of possibility. I don't see any horses getting in the water. That would really make my day for a photo shoot, though.
Oh, my gosh. Make it happen. Spook somebody. I don't know.
I'll cross my fingers.
These horses are jumping fences that are like 5 feet tall by 5 feet wide. Jumping out of the arena is not going to be that hard. They could totally
exactly.
do it.
The arena. We're leaning on the arena fence. I mean, we are so close to the ring and the jumps. It's incredible. These people who come to the beach for a day in the ocean are looking at it and going, oh, my goodness, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, give us your website where we can go look at the pictures. You guys all check it out later. Male models on Horse and Style Mag, but horseandstylemag.com.
Yep. Horseandstylemag.com coming up if I can get my web articles together. And also check out our Facebook page. I'm putting photos up on our Facebook page, Horse and Style Magazine. And our Instagram is very popular as well. You can find us on Instagram. Our new issue, our April issue, came out yesterday, and you can read that online as well. So there's lots to check out with us. And I'm working hard in this environment to get everybody nice pictures of horses jumping with the ocean in the background. So...
You poor thing.
So
you're
fun,
just
surviving.
You're working your working your little fingers to the bone down there. I feel so bad for you.
I'm gonna go get pee from a male model. It'll make me feel better.
Poor Erin. Erin Gilmore, thank you so much for working so hard to bring us all the photos. We appreciate
anytime,
it.
Anytime. Anything for you guys.
Yeah.
Part of the time. Yes. Check it out.
Well, we
That's
will
awesome.
Talk to you again very soon, Erin. Thank you so much.
So you can live stream the Global Champions Tour. What I'm going to do is get Glenn's largest monitor, and I'm going to set it up in Beaker's stall, and I'm going to live stream the Global Champions Tour to inspire him to jump bigger jumps.
Do you jump Beaker ever? He's just, do you?
Yeah. Oh, sure. He, when we go out fox hunting and on paper chases and stuff like that,
wow.
He just, now it's not pretty. I mean, he flings his little quarter horse butt over that fence and lands in a heap and bucks and takes off like a bat out of you-know-where afterwards, but we get it done.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, I was thinking, though, her magazine is Horse and Style, and those are two things that in my world don't go together. Horse and style. I have, no style. Chad probably is so tired of me coming in my riding pants every night and cooking dinner. You know, at some point,
you need to actually subscribe.
Change. Yeah, I probably should get some pointers. poor thing. Well, we would like to thank so much Kentucky Performance Products for being such a long sponsor of our show, and we'd like to hear from them right now.
All right.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Researchers have confirmed that as horses age, they naturally become less sensitive to insulin and more susceptible to health problems caused by too much sugar in the diet. One way to reduce the sugar content in a horse's diet is to replace sugar-laden grains with a high-fat supplement. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It is readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of sugary grains. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. Best of all, Equijoule allows owners to easily replace the calories previously supplied by sugary grains. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
And thank you again, Kentucky Performance Products. And coming up now, the man and the company who are reinventing the bumper pull horse trailer. Welcome to the show, Randy Frick.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you this morning, Randy?
Oh, just great.
Just great. How is the weather in Elkhart, Indiana these days?
Cold and wet as usual.
Oh, so it's normal. So I came across Dixie Star Trailers, for whom Randy works, on some kind of a random photo post on my Facebook page. Somebody posted a picture of a very unusual-looking horse trailer. It was a bumper pull, and sticking out the side was what looked like the back half of an old-fashioned pop-up camper. And this got me wondering if this was some kind of a homemade rig that somebody made or what the deal was, because it was certainly interesting looking. And I came to find out that it was one of the horse trailers that Dixie Star Trailers was making, and they're putting living quarters in bumper pull trailers. And am I correct, Randy, that you guys are the only ones doing this?
No, there are a few other companies that are doing it. We're doing it a little different than what they are, and we build the smallest one that's out on the market.
Okay, so let's start out with what combination of head injury and alcoholic beverages gave you guys this great idea?
Just basically, in the evening, we were out in the factory. We work with motorcycle trailers and with horse trailers, and we decided to build a trailer that was small enough for every vehicle to haul. So we came up with a 13-foot side-by-side one horse with a full LQ in it, and all the way up to a 10-foot four-horse bumper pull with an LQ in it.
Holy cow. Now, when you measure a horse trailer, this has always been a point of confusion for me, when it's 10 feet, is it 10 feet from the hitch to the rear, or is it 10 feet cargo space? How does that work?
A lot of companies measure them different. Ours is the short wall, so it would be the roadside wall, and then you add 3 feet, so a 10-foot is actually 13. Some companies will say they have a 10-foot, but it's a 7-foot short wall with the 3-foot nose.
Oh, so it's just random. Just like everything else in the horse business, it's random. So when you when you started this out, which one was the first one that you designed? Which horse trailer, because you, as you said, you had different sizes. Which was the first that you put together?
Our first was an 8-foot two horse with a slide out.
So it's an 8-foot two horse. So it's a side by side trailer or a slant load?
It's a slant load. It has a slide out in the side. So they have 8-foot. They sleep on the sofa or dinette, and it has cabinets across the front. It has a full bathroom and shower.
A full bathroom and shower. Now, what is the curb weight? And the curb weight is how much the horse trailer weighs just sitting there empty, if I remember right. How much is the curb weight on something like that?
An 8-foot with a slide out, you're looking around 6,000 pounds, but we go all the way down to our smallest, which weighs 3,000 pounds.
So it's that's the same as my 16-foot tag-along stock trailer, which is literally a box with nothing inside of it. It's got one half-wall divider, and that's the only thing inside the horse trailer besides the spare tire, so that's about the same weight. How do you manage to keep the weight so low when you've got living quarters in a horse trailer?
You look at what you're putting into the trailer. You weigh your frame out. You add your parts to it. You try to determine what you can weigh the trailer at. We move the axles forward or back to take less hitch weight, so that you can put them on an SUV or you can put them onto a half-ton pickup truck, something small. For instance, the little 13-footer is only 450 pounds hitch weight. So you can balance trailers out to try to get your weights down. You can add aluminum to try to get your weights down. You can put spacing in. There's lots of different tricks to try to get the weight down. But you don't want to get them too light because you don't want falling apart.
Well, no, you don't want falling apart. So are these trailers aluminum or steel or a combination therein?
We do all three. We do.
Oh, okay. So you can get one of these style trailers that's all aluminum.
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
We just
now,
shipped
what
one
do you
out.
Think...
We just shipped one out to England just about 2 weeks ago. All
really?
Aluminum. Yes.
Now that's not something you hear about trailers being imported to America from Europe, but I don't think I've ever heard of anybody exporting an American horse trailer to Europe because they have very different road systems and very different rules about what things can measure and what things can weigh. Was this something that was a special order or was it a stock item?
No, a special order. We designed the trailer because they're only allowed a 500-pound hitch weight, and this was in a 5-foot two horse with the flip-out side bed. Normally, the trailer would weigh around 5,000 pounds totally equipped, and we had to get it so that it was right around 4,200 pounds with a 500-pound hitch weight. So we had to balance everything out in the trailer to get within their limits, and it worked.
Hmm. Now, what are unique configurations that you guys have? Is a two-horse model, one-horse model. It's shaped like a two-horse trailer, tag-along, and the horses walk in. It's not a slant load. It's a straight load. And the horse goes on one side, and on the other side of the trailer where the other horse would normally go, you have figured out a way to get what looks like a pretty darn complete living quarters. Now, can you kind of paint a picture for us about how that came about, what it looks like, and how did you get a bed in there?
Well, again, it has a flip-out side bed, which is a queen-size bed, holds 1,100 pounds. It as you walk into the doorway. Pardon?
Is that the bed that, you know, somebody goes crazy on because they just, you know, had 35 penalties on cross-country?
Exactly. It is a big bed. Now they can
so
go
what do you
in
mean
there.
By flip-out?
The whole bed is hooked onto a door system. So, like when you saw the pictures, it flips down. The canvas work goes up, and now they have a queen-size bed flipping out the side, and this is out of a 3,000-pound, 13-foot, 8-wide trailer.
So is it a little bit like an old-fashioned Murphy bed, maybe? It's vertical when the trailer is in use.
Right.
Okay.
It closes up like a door, so it's a solid panel when you're not in use. So you could use this trailer for your daily hauls if you didn't want to use the LQ, but now you could take it and open it all up, and you have enough room for four or five people to sit, stand, talk in this little trailer. Then you have your kitchen. You have a refrigerator, stove, sink, microwave. You can get televisions, radios, heating systems, air conditioning, everything in this little half of a trailer.
Half of a trailer is right. So, and it's got a pointy nose on the front of the trailer, so that gives you a little extra space. So when you go to a two-horse living quarters, okay, I want to haul two horses and have living quarters, are they do you make those in straight load and slant, or do they only come in one or the other?
No, we make both. We do the different size LQs, or they can buy it as a dressing room, but we have both the straight load and the slant load. We sell a lot more slants than we do straight loads. With the slant, you get the extra space on the off-door side, which is the curb side. It'll give you that extra 0 to 4 foot on an angle. So you can put in a nice shower. You can put in a separate toilet system. You have your whole kitchen. We do a 5-2 with bunks, which has a bathroom, shower, a full kitchen, and has two bunk beds up in the nose. That is a very common seller.
This is absolutely incredible how you've utilized so much space in such a small area. And now, which one has more living quarter space? Is the straight load or the slant load more space effective?
Slant loads are a lot more space effective.
Really? Go ahead.
With a straight load, you lose the rear tack, so you have to find an area for the tack. And you're cutting it off in the front, so you have to have more length for the length of the horse. With a slant load, it gives them a nicer ride, and they can go on an angle, so you have the extra space for the LQ, plus you have the rear tack in.
Okay, understood. Okay, well, we're going to post the what we have on our Facebook horses in the morning, and everybody can take a look at these plans. They're absolutely incredible. And for the person that does have one horse and wants to go and do, like, I would imagine that probably endurance riders, are they huge buyers of yours? What sport do you guys sell the most to?
We actually get a lot of single women with one horse that want to go out with their friends.
Trail riding,
this is what
huh?
they're looking for. Yep, they still want to ride. They want to go out. They don't want to pull a big trailer. They don't want the big gooseneck. They have an SUV, and they want to go out riding and have something to relax in.
Gotcha.
Clamping.
Gotcha.
There we go. It's the perfect
clamping
trailer.
Where's the wine fridge? We need a wine fridge in this, then.
We have that available. We do
yeah,
have the wine fridge.
Of course
fridge.
You do.
we build all the way up to the 23-foot five-horse goosenecks.
Oh, wow.
This is just our passion is the small ones. We really enjoy building those, and especially when you can get colors. We have 13 different colors they can choose from.
We can get a bright yellow one to match PT's carriage.
I have that one. I have one of those sitting in the shop right now, bright yellow.
It would be so cute. PT would look awesome.
And you can
well,
see that
you.
On our website.
Yes, we're going to post a picture up of that. And I've noticed that you've, over the past few weeks or so since I talked to you last, you've added a lot more pictures of these. And it's fascinating to look at all the different, really outside-the-box configurations that you guys have come up with.
Well, we constantly are loading up. Every time we build a new trailer or design it, we put it on our Facebook so that customers can see it. And we're getting a lot of customers looking at the Facebooks now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to post that up. Where can folks find more out about the Dixie Star Horse Trailers? What's your website, Randy?
DixieStarTrailers.com.
There you go. Quick and easy and simple. Thanks a lot, Randy,
there,
for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow. I want the yellow one. It would be so cute.
I wonder if they come in pink. I didn't get to ask. You gotta have pink.
I bet
trailers.
You would. They've gotta have pink. That's really popular.
I mean,
that's
how
so cool
cute would that be?
Because for us, we don't want to have a gooseneck because in the pickup truck, the carriage goes in the bed of the truck. So
oh.
We kind of need to have a
tag.
See? Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Right. You have to either have a tag along trailer, or you have to get a gooseneck that's large enough to carry your horses and your carriage, which is a really, really really big horse trailer.
You know what this boils down to, Jennifer, is first world problems. These are first world problems. I have to get a gooseneck that's big enough to carry my carriage and my horse.
I love it. And the wine. Yeah.
You definitely need the wine, please. Well,
we
got our song. We'd like to thank Cavallo for being sponsors of the show. And then we're going to hear from Templeton Thompson and Guardian Angel.
Here we go. Cavallo Horse and Rider offers a wide range of innovative products that provide comfort, protection, support, and value for you and your horse. Cavallo's easy-to-use, economical, and effective hoof boots are available in 3 styles and 6 sizes to fit your horse's hooves and your riding style. Cavallo's got your back, too, with their Total Comfort System saddle pads for English, Western, and Tucker saddles. Look for Cavallo's Simple, Sport, and Trek hoof boots and saddle pads at your local tack store, or you can visit them online at cavallo-inc.com.
Could have passed for a cowboy, the way she carried herself, and that 50 pounds of leather, put it up on that pony, light as a feather, like she'd done it all her life. And she asked if I was ready, handing me the reins, and we started out walking. Up until that morning, she hadn't been much on talking. Guess it finally come the time, and she said, I've learned more from the back of a horse than most folks ever get to know. You never really know what you're made of till you ride out on your own. Never ride back.
that is Templeton Ready? Thompson.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Horses are coming my way. You're listening to Horses in the Morning.
All right. You are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. And that was Templeton Thompson, Guardian Angel. And I love the line, never ride faster than your guardian angel can fly. And so, Jen, I'm doing one of those jumper shows with the derby attached, which for those, I've never done this before, and I've never seen them before. I mean, I did it last month, and I'm going to do it again, and I'm moving up to novice on Edward. But it is a couple jumper classes, and then the third jumper class, you actually do five or six jumper classes, and you gallop straight as part of your course. You gallop out onto the cross-country course, and then you do a cross-country course, and all the points, like, this is the one Edward won last year, or last month, in his first blue ribbon, because we were the only people who didn't have a stop. But you, when you leave the arena, the jumper arena, and you head out to the cross-country course, it's like a down bank to get out. Mm-hmm. So that was like that was the scariest part for him, was leaving the arena to go out the cross-country course. But it's really fun. I've never done those. Have you ever heard of those? Are they common?
I don't know if they're common. I have heard of them via the Eventing Radio show, because they have a couple of them down here in Florida. But you know something? I've done cross-country courses where you ride through the arena as part of your cross-country course. You go in through the gate, and then part of the arena fence is a cross-country jump or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it does trip up a lot of horses, because they're going, no, this is an arena. We don't do that.
Yeah. No, I'm leaving the arena. He was like, wait, we're not supposed to run out of arenas. You've trained me to not leave an open gate. Now you want me to. But I'm going to take Joey, my little rescue horse from MASH, and his rider who leases him, and then the pony's going to go too. So I'll have lots of pictures for you guys, hopefully, by the end of the weekend. And no bruising.
Are they all going to do the derby?
Like that. Yeah, they're doing different heights, obviously. But, yeah, you do the couple jump classes, and then they're both doing the derby. They're so brave. So proud of these little girls.
You know how the sport of eventing has evolved? One of the most obvious ones is, a few years back, they got rid of all of the extra phases for cross-country. Because cross-country used to be a roads and tracks, then a steeplechase, then a roads and tracks, and then cross-country. Well, they got rid of all the other stuff, and now it's just cross-country. The next evolution of eventing is going to be the derby, because eventers will rally to just ditch dressage altogether.
I know. When is eventing going to become just the cross-country and show jumping? You're exactly
That's
right.
It.
I'm sure
Done.
It's going to happen. Not that they're trying to save space. It's just I always tell my students, too, I'm like, you have to do the dressage to get to the cross country. Like, it's just one of those things you have to do. You have to do the dressage test to prove that you can ride cross country, I guess. So I tell them that, and that's the way life is. And
you have to do dressage to prove that you're not completely rogue.
That's true. You're just not going to be on some crazy horse, which I've been on a crazy horse for dressage too.
Yeah, let's be completely honest.
So.
In the eventing business, that would happen.
I'm telling you what, I'm super excited that I'm going to this thing and there's no dressage. I thought I liked dressage until you don't have to do it, and you're like, oh, there's like no stress. The nerves are gone. All right, well, it is that time of the week. Let's do a little really bad ad.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Yes, it's that time of week, and we would like to thank Equity for being the sponsor today of Really Bad Ads. And Jennifer, are you guys hard at work with your Flex and Forks?
This is the time of year that we appreciate our Flex and Forks even more, because the grass has become, is really coming up thick and strong here in Florida now. So the grass is easily 4 to 6 inches tall in most areas. And you are familiar with what happens when you try to pick a pile of poop up out from the grass.
It flicks in your face.
Absolutely. And the Flex and Fork, the unique design of the tines on these forks, you scoop down underneath of the pile of poop and you lift, and it smoothly slides through the grass like well-conditioned hair on a supermodel, and no poop.
Yeah, it like detangles the grass. That's what I always like to think of. And, of course, the horses, can anybody tell me, and maybe Joseph from Equity can explain the phenomenon of why horses will not eat certain patches of grass, and the grass will get so tall and they won't eat it. And I'm like, it looks perfectly fine. I'm sure they pooped in it, but they poop all over the place and they still eat that grass. So I don't understand why
they poop in their hay and they eat that.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like they keep their poop away from their food. So there's got to be a reason why they keep that. So if anybody can answer that question, maybe post the answer on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Anyway, we would like to thank them for being a sponsor. And our prize today, Jennifer, oh, by the way, it is, if you guys already have the Flex and Fork and you already have the Shake and Fork, you need to step it up a little bit and get the carbon fiber handled Flex and Fork. This thing is so freaking light. I have it, and I love it. I have my name on it, and nobody's allowed to touch it except for me. So it's like a carbon fiber handle, and it's super light. And you just can't even imagine how light it is. You think you're going to lift up a pile of poop, and it's going to break in two because it's so light. But it doesn't. I've had it for a couple of years now, and it's off. So at any rate,
way to go.
Your new thing to save up for, the carbon fiber one. Anyway.
Yeah. Get your own fork. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tell us what the prize is today, Jennifer.
Today's little prize, because once a month we give away a Flex and Fork from EquityMFG.com, and every single person who submits an ad, whether we use it on the air or not, is entered into the contest once a month. But today our prize is from Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls and Licky Things help to combat stall boredom while providing your horse entertainment in the stall and providing them with much-needed minerals and nutrients that are not found in other treats. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats covered, too, with Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns. Each deliciously soft, squishy treat is individually wrapped for freshness, and your pockets don't get gummed up. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, and Squeezy Buns at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com.
Fantastic. Well, I have the first ad, and it was sent in by Bryce Wilson. And, oh, my gosh, this is hilarious. It's short and sweet. Title is Wanted, Haflinger Stud for Breeding. No big deal. Oh, this is Phoenix. All right. Proud. So proud. the ad states, I am looking for a Haflinger Stud to breed with my registered Haflinger male. Please call with any information. I don't know if I can make a joke about gay marriage for horses. But
you know,
it doesn't work.
Spell check cannot fix everything, people.
Exactly.
Really.
Reread. That's very funny. So if they want to breed their halflinger stud to a halflinger male, you may not get a baby. Just saying.
No, maybe not. I don't know. No. Not even going there. La, la, la. This next one's from Jenny. And this is not a horse one, but hilarious just the same. Dirt with some grass in northeast San Antonio. And I suspect in San Antonio, grass comes at a premium. I dug some holes to plant a couple of trees. I have 2 barrows worth of dirt with a few small tree roots and some grass. It's already out on the street. I'm at the corner where it is visible from the Kane Drive stop sign. If the ad's up, dirt's still there.
So they put two wheelbarrows worth of dirt at the end of their driveway, and they think somebody's going to come and get it?
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe dirt has some great value in Northeast San Antonio.
I got some poop I'll give you. I'll put that out on the street. Somebody come and clean that up.
Nice. Herb alert, dirt.
Shelly sent in the next one. Free. Oh, anything free is going to be good. Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't even know if I can read. Free goat. Free goat. Hey, I've got a goat a while back. I was trying to have more of an erotic pet, but it's not going so well. So I need to give him away to a good home as soon as possible. Thank you. Do you think they meant exotic? Or
I need to go wash my hands. I'm sorry. I'll be back in a minute.
I don't even know how to, poor little goat. I need more of an erotic pet. Spell check is not your friends, but Kelly, thank
no, you
for
need to read it.
That.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Glenn is texting furiously in the background right now because he can't talk without hacking and coughing and sounding miserable. And all these little smiley laughing faces keep popping up on our eye. You're missing out, Glenn. And thank goodness, because he would be saying so many inappropriate things right now.
Yeah, it'd
one.
Be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes it uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable as this. Sandy sent this next one in, and I didn't know this was a word. Ginormous double-door dog crate for $80 in Cookeville. New, never used. Big enough to hold goats or mini horse. $80.
Who puts a mini horse in a crate?
I don't know.
Poor horse.
Wow. We have a really big dog crate here for our dog. And I'm sorry, even the biggest dog crate, I don't think a mini horse is going in there. No.
You know, we have a crate for the puppy because the puppy sleeps in a crate, you know, when I leave the house and at night. And you know who uses the crate more is Lucas. He loves to crawl in the dog crate and close the door.
I didn't say Lucas loves it.
So maybe I should get this dog crate for Lucas. It's a double-door dog crate big enough for a mini horse. Well, when he's about 15, he's going to need a bigger crate, so I should probably get it. Could have been a crate.
Absolutely. Maybe. Get it now while the getting's good.
Exactly. Jody sent in the next one. Young male horse. Oh, you always know they're really horse people when they rate male horse. Young male horse, white and brown, two-year-old, and for $1,800 in Boise. I'm selling a young horse. This is so teenager. Hi, like, I'm selling a young horse, and he's, like, 2 years old, friendly, fast, and tall. He's, like, totally active and sure loves to run. He's friendly with lots and lots of energy. He's going to grow up to be a very big potential horse. He might run faster. Yes, I said, I read that actually as it was written. He's going to grow up to be like a very big potential horse. This line gets better. Might run faster than a Ferrari, smiley face.
Oh, wow.
So, like, when he starts running, his head raises up, and those kind of horses are in a higher level. He is not trained, but that will not be a problem due to his young age. Jody, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can just, wow. Wow.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, Jody. Good one. So, like, he's faster than Ferrari and the horse.
It's going to be a very big potential horse.
It's got a big potential. It's got a big potential horse.
Oh, golly. My eyes are watering. I can't read now. Excuse me. Okay, Mary said this next one, and it's horse trailer time.
All right. Horse trailer,
$500 in Middleton. I have a one-horse trailer I would like to sell. Good starter trailer. Fits my biggest horse, which is 15-plus hands tall and good size thickness. Can be registered. Is that the horse or the trailer? Whatever. I have moved on to a bigger trailer and no more need for this one. The lights work. Well, I will send the trailer hitch ball with it. I can load my horse for you if you ever want to see it work. It's a great little trailer, $500.
Okay, this is one of those, like, It's plywood on the sides, and it's a one horse. It's not even a trailer, horse trailer, I don't think. I feel like they made it. And it's
oh, definitely.
Pieces of
yes.
plywood around it, and this, and there's no roof. So hopefully you don't live anywhere where it rains, because either the wood's going to rot because there's no roof on it. Your horse is going to get wet. This is a disaster. Please, somebody, don't put your horse in here. If you're moving, maybe you could put, like, a mattress
couch.
Or two.
Yeah, couch. You know, on weekends at the Lowe's stores, they have those little classes for wannabe fixer-upper homemaker people, and, you know, how to build a birdhouse.
Yeah.
House. This was made at one of those weekend classes at Lowe's.
This is how to make a terrible horse trailer.
Yeah, and it came in a flat box, and it was $99.95 at Lowe's, and then they had the little class, and they made it, and you brought your kids along to help. And if your horse was over 15 hands, he would simply step out of it.
Sorry, I read ahead to the next one. Okay, this
Coming
is
up.
Awesome.
This is
sorry, I was totally listening to you, but I was trying to get on the next one. And this is we have a lot of listeners that have corgis, and so corgis is a very popular horse show dog. So if you guys would like to get involved in this, looking for 6 corgis to rent for wedding. Yeah,
it's gonna get better.
Hello. This next April, I will be getting married to the man of my dreams, and we will be having the most wonderful storybook wedding that Allentown, PA has ever seen. The icing on the cake is sweet, but there's one thing I would like to be even sweeter than that. Traditionally, bridesmaids hold bouquets. In our wedding, I want them to hold corgis. Unfortunately, I do not have enough corgis for my bridesmaids. I require 6 more in order to make this dream come true. So I'm looking to rent 6 corgis for roughly 2.5 hours during the ceremony. That's a long ass ceremony.
That's a long time. Wow. Wow.
Can you imagine going to a 2.5-hour wedding ceremony? Mine was 20 minutes done. Anyway.
Done.
Because this is my dream wedding, price is negotiable, and I appreciate your understanding. Please reach out to me if you have 6 sociable corgis which you would be willing to rent out. These animals would be treated perfectly, and I would love to get us all together to familiarize ourselves with each other. In addition to pay, I would also be happy to share some wedding cake with you.
It's got really sweet icing, so yeah.
That is the most bizarre ad I've ever seen. You know that wedding photographer is going to be like, okay, this actually takes the cake. This is the craziest. I mean, they must see a lot of weird stuff. But first of all, corgis are kind of heavy, and they wiggle a lot. I can't imagine, like, take the pictures with them and then hand them back. Like, I can't imagine you holding a corgi for a 2.5-hour wedding ceremony. Is that hilarious, or is it just me?
That is awesome. The corgis need to be a prop, not a participant.
Yeah. And how many corgis does she have, and how many bridesmaids is she having? If she has,
I know,
needs 6 more.
22 bridesmaids.
Yeah, she is marrying the man of her dreams, though, and it is going to be the biggest storybook wedding Allentown, PA has ever seen.
You bet.
Wedding of the season.
Wedding of the century. All right, this next one is from Paige. Oh, it says here, I think this was written by Yoda's stoner cousin. Oh, this ought to be fun. For your yellow Palomino Gentel for sale, $300
Palomino.
In Palmyra. Oh, you're right. Sorry. Palmino or Palmino. Marbles
Palmino.
Is for sale. God is a yearling, but is now 4 years old. She was barely, as in grizzly bear, ridden when she came to me, but I ride her whenever I can. Shez, easy keeper. Gentle with kids. It lets them paint her toenails. it can marsh, so supervision is required. You must be experiences to own her. She's a horse. Contact by emails only. Thank you for reading.
Wow.
That you did great. I don't think anybody can read how poorly this ad is written. I mean, Paige, this was a good find. Yeah, this is, it's like it's too hard to read. It's all lowercase. There's 50 exclamation points after every line. And everything is spelled wrong. So good job, Jennifer.
Wow. Thanks for giving me that one. Mm.
Yeah. Edna sent in the next one. This is our last one. Project Horse for $20 in Opelika. Isn't that in Florida? Opelika in Florida, I think.
Likely. The bad ad is likely in Florida.
Free. But I thought they said $20. But free 16 to Palomano. Do you enjoy kind, personable horses? Oh, this is like a personal ad. Do you like to have a calm ride and remain in the saddle? Do you prefer a horse who doesn't need a lot of work? If so, this is not your horse. had me for a second there. She is a nasty, witchy horse. She's a triple threat. Bites, bucks, and bolts. I want her gone. So if you want a true project horse, email me. I haven't been able to catch her in a month, so she's been eating from my gardens and kicking down fences. I don't have any good pictures of me riding her because every time my boyfriend tried, I was on the ground before I could say cheese. Bring your trailer. You catch her yourself, or I can do it for $20 an hour. Yes, it will take hours, so open up that wallet.
Oh, gosh.
To be honest with you, this is absolutely the kind of horse I would go get. Absolutely.
He's just misunderstood.
I got to go all Monty Roberts on this horse.
That's right.
This sounds like a challenge. Jennifer, it's in Opelika, Florida. Go get it. Save it. My gosh.
Right
down the street. Clearly somebody who is... She probably has an ulcer. You know, we can read between the lines on this, but that's not funny. So we'll just stop. Who gets the prize for today? Obviously,
everybody
that we read from is in the running for the fork, flex and fork at the end of the month and the shake and fork at the end of the year. But we've got to give away some Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls and licky things. So my vote is, because it was so bizarre and so abnormal, we could go with Chelsea. I don't know if she won last week. I don't know what her schedule is. So which one, Jennifer, do you think?
Well, Glenn by IM has voted for Jody, who had the young male horse, Brown White, and has very big potential. And I think very big potential horse speaks to the soul of really bad ads.
Oh, that is
so
good. That
Jody.
One was a good one. Because he runs with his head up.
That's right, and that makes him a higher-level horse.
He is a higher-level horse. All right, well, Glenn is the boss, so he can win. But I definitely would have voted for Chelsea with the corgis because that is so bizarre. But fine, I lose. Jody, you win.
Jody wins, and we get a special honorary mention for Chelsea.
Oh, and Edna. He actually put Edna, too. I can see the messages
Edna was
that
pretty
he's
awesome
sending.
Too, yeah. She was pretty awesome. We had a lot this week. No pressure, people. They were really good this week.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, you guys decide, and I'm going to get out of my garage right now. I'm tired of sitting in the car on the phone.
All
so
right.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Spay and neuter and geld. Go ride your horse. Do something fun. As Glenn would say, wear your helmet. A lot of stuff. My in-laws get here today. I gotta go clean my house.